Jerry Bader Show 1035, a UN committee that monitors compliance with Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, and Degrading Treatment of Punishment, is being urged by several influential non-governmental organizations to condemn the Vatican as an entity that tortures. As a practicing Catholic, Jason just about blew a gasket over there. These groups, including the Center for Constitutional Rights, Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, also known as SNAP, and the Center for Reproductive Rights, claim that the Catholic Church's handling of child sexual abuse accusations against priests and the Church's stand on birth control and abortion amount to violations of the Convention Against Torture. If the UN committee were to grant the group's request and conclude that the Vatican has violated the Convention Against Torture, this would represent a legally insupportable and perverse interpretation of the treaty, actually weakening its effectiveness. It would also represent a blatant attack on religious freedom, writes David B. Rivkin Jr. and Lee A. Casey in today's Wall Street Journal. There is no doubt for years the church failed to deal in a timely and effective way with child sexual abuse by priests. More recently, however, the church has admitted its mistakes and instituted fundamental reforms to root out the problem, which is hardly unique to Catholics. All right, I want to do a sharpitude test here. 406-1360. If the UN committee were to honor this request by SNAP and the Center for, Center for Reproductive Rights, what other group would have to be guilty of torture under this definition? What other entity then would have to be guilty of torture? Actually, you could come up, I'm looking for a specific organization, and you could come up with several of them. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. First one to come up with what I'm thinking of, Jason, we'll get a pair of brewer tickets to them, okay? 406-1360. There are several answers that I could accept. If the Catholic Church is going to be guilty of torture under this definition, who else would? Rhonda in Green Bay. Rhonda, go ahead.
Well, it should be Planned Parenthood.
Planned Parenthood, why?
Well, ripping the arms and legs off of a fetus isn't torture, then.
No, yeah, see, that's the thing. No, it isn't. It isn't torture under this. There's another entity, actually several entities, that would fit more closely. Now, I agree with Rhonda, but I'm going by their definition here. 406-1360, 888-455-1360 for a pair of brewer tickets for a game later this season. And by the way, it looks like early, mid, or late season, it's going to be a good year to have good Brewers tickets, and ours are very good. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. If the Catholic Church is seen as being guilty of torture, violating the UN Convention Against Torture for this, well, I can't believe people are struggling with this as hard as they are. This is really simple. This is actually one of the easier questions for giving away Brewers tickets in some time. This is really easy. Aaron and Wausau, what organization or organizations would also have to qualify?
I would say that the federal government is going to qualify.
Because?
Because of the oppression that they're putting towards the public with, forcing Obamacare on everybody.
Yeah, but see, that doesn't fit. I'm saying by their definition, think of what they're holding against the Catholic Church. This is so easy. People are overthinking this. Jason, do you know who it is? You don't know? Take a guess. All right, Jason's like, hold on to your bloomers. Of course. Yeah, I would accept that answer. Jason just won Brewers tickets. Yay! No. To Steve. No, you didn't. To Steve in Appleton. Steve, what do you think?
Any of the Muslim operations would qualify.
I'm not going to accept that answer. I think there's a more obvious one. To Vicky in Shawano. Vicky, go ahead.
Okay, I'll take a shot. How about the federal government for drone strikes?
The federal, say that last part, Vicky.
For drone strikes.
Oh. Wow. Yeah, but not that I agree, but I'm looking for something that parallels their rationale with the Catholic Church. I thought this was so much easier. I'm really, really surprised somebody has not gotten this. There are several groups that say the UN committee that monitors compliance with the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, and Degrading Treatment of Punishment should fine the Catholic Church in violation of the Convention Against Torture. Given the reason, at least one of the reasons, why the Catholic Church, according to these groups, should be found in violation, I can think of another entity or entities that should easily qualify. Gary on the road. Gary, go ahead.
Al-Qaeda.
No. Boy, is it me, Jason, or is this a lot tougher than you would have thought? You got it. I'm not saying you're dumb or anything. No, I'm not saying you're dumb, but you got it. You're not that much. Are you the average listener and you have about the same intelligence, don't they? Clearly not. Tim on the road. Tim, go ahead.
The federal prison system when they execute somebody.
I think people are missing the idea here. What's the rationale? There are actually two of them here. But think of one of the rationale being used here. And based on that rationale, what group should also be guilty of torture by that definition? To Mike in Green Bay. Mike, go ahead.
How about Sharia law?
No, that is not it. I hate to give a clue here because I just think it's too easy. Pat in Appleton. Pat, go ahead.
How about waterboarding?
No. Okay. How can I spell? Jason's like, don't you give a clue. I'm going to read this again. I'm going to read the first paragraph. And based on this paragraph, what other group would qualify? I'm even going to give Ernie a break here. Ernie will be able to make sure Ernie can hear me. All right, Ernie should be able to hear me now, so I'm going to give Ernie a break before I put him on the air. He's going to get the benefit of listen again to the rationale for why the church is being held up as being guilty of torture. I got to get to two other things in the show yet. I thought this was going to be really fast. The UN committee that monitors compliance with the Convention Against Torture and Other Cruel, Inhuman, Degrading Treatment or Punishment is being urged by several influential non-governmental organizations to condemn the Vatican when the committee meets this week in Geneva. The Geneva Conventions is what we're talking about. Those groups argue, the Catholic Church's handling of child sexual abuse accusations against priests and the church's stand on birth control and abortion amount to violations of the Convention Against Torture. All right, Ernie in Marshfield, what do you think it is?
I would guess Planned Parenthood.
No, and that was guessed, and that's wrong. I don't know what else to do. Mark in Kokona. Mark, go ahead.
The NFL.
The NFL, based on what?
Well, look at all the abuse that goes on with their people, you know, and they promote it, you know, and the, so to speak, torture that these guys undergo. And, you know, I mean, based on what they're saying, that would, to me, parallel it.
Yeah, but not, I'm going to take one more guess here on the air, and then we're going to do something. I just thought this was infinitely easier than this. Maybe two guesses. Craig and Stevens Point, what do you think it is?
The Boy Scouts of America?
Nope, that's not it. Here's what we're going to do. Jason, take as many calls as you can during the next 3 minutes, and if you get a right answer, we'll put it on in 3 minutes. It's 10:45. That's me in the corner. That's
me in the spotlight. The Jerry Bader Show.